First is in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 1. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。To
grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
神把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来，就是叫终身的一生能够在他面前。
God has saved us so that we could be delivered from the hand of our enemies, then we could serve Him without fear, in holiness, in righteousness before Him all the days of our life.
再读以弗所书第二章19节到22节。Ephesians
chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章19节到22节。
19:21-22. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the Gospels and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also being built together for dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
22节到24节。
Verse 22-24.
你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。Bound
servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to man.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
好，我想我们今天就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我们低头有点祷告。Your
head bowed, please have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，蒙恩的儿女一同围绕在你面前。
Lord, we thank you on this morning of your resurrection. All your children who have received your grace are gathered together before you.
每当我们来到你面前的时候，我们只有一颗心愿，更多来寻求你。
As we are gathered, there is only one heart in all of us that is that we want to seek more of you.
更多来明白你的心意。
So that we could know more of your will.
好，叫我们这些蒙恩的儿女知道如何在地上的生活，来讨你的欢喜。
So that all of us of your children who have received your grace would know how to conduct ourselves on the earth to please you.
也知道如何在地上来服侍，来荣耀你自己的名。
And also to know how to serve, how to glorify your name in this world.
好，叫你的旨意最终能够成全在你的教会身上。
So in the end, your purpose will be fulfilled in the midst of your church.
因此，早晨这点时间，我们一同等候在你面前。
Therefore, this morning, during this short period of time, we simply wait on you here.
你在圣灵里面向我们每个人说话。
In your spirit, do speak to each one of us here.
让我们带着一个柔和、简单的信心来接受你所栽种的道。
So that with the gentle heart that we could receive your implanted word.
好，叫你的话真是在我们里面做改变的工作。
That your word can start transforming in us.
讲在圣经里面，真是因着你话，被成全在你的面前。
So that all of our life we could be perfected in your presence because of your word.
感谢你在这个时候，你宝血遮蔽我们一切软弱亏欠。
Oh Lord, we thank you at this moment. May your precious blood cover all our shortcomings and weaknesses.
因着耶稣的血，我们能坦然无惧来到世人的座前。
And because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come boldly before your throne of grace.
等候你向你的教会施恩典。
We wait until you shower your grace upon your church.
我们将祷告都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
让早晨来耶和弟兄姊妹继续来交通侍奉神。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we'll continue to meditate on serving God.
我们说侍奉神乃是神拯救我们的目的。
We said serving God is the very purpose that God saves us.
从旧约以色列百姓历史当中，我们看见神之所以把他们从埃及拯救出来。
In Old Testament, from the history of the Israelites, we know why God saved them out of Egypt.
神要把他们带到应许迦南美地去。
God wanted to bring them into the land of promise, Canaan.
叫他们在那里能够来侍奉神。
So that there they could serve their God.
但很可惜，因着以色列百姓在西乃山底下的失败。
But it's quite a shame because the failure that Israelites committed at the foot of Mount Sinai.
原来他们是所有的人都可以来侍奉神。
Originally, all the Israelites should serve God.
但是现在呢？因着他们失败，神从他们当中把利未支派分别出来。
But because they failed, so God set apart the tribe of Levi among them.
又从利未支派当中拣选亚伦家做祭司来侍奉他。
And among the tribe of Levi, God chose the house of Aaron as priests to serve him.
我们看见在旧约里面只有少数人他们可以侍奉神。
Therefore, in Old Testament, we see that only few could serve God.
只有祭司们，他们才可以亲近神，来侍奉神。
Only priests were qualified to draw near to serve God.
但是感谢神，到了新约以后，我们看见所有蒙恩的儿女都可以来侍奉神。
But we thank God that in New Testament we see all of God's children can serve Him.
也所有蒙恩的儿女也应该来侍奉神。
And all the children who have received His grace should serve Him.
因为彼得在他书信里告诉我们说，唯有我们是被拣选的族类，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Peter in his epistle tells us that we are a chosen race, we are a royal priesthood.
所以在新约里我们看见每一个人都是祭司，都是一个侍奉神的人。
So in New Testament we see that every single one is a priest, should serve God.
都是神从世界里面把我分别出来归给他来侍奉他的人。
Every single one of us is the one separated from the world to belong to God, to serve Him.
我们是主重价所买赎回来，要来侍奉我们的主人。
And we were bought at a great price to serve our Lord.
这是基督徒在地上最重要的一件事情。
Therefore, this is the most important thing for Christians as we live in this world.
那我们说到侍奉的基本意义是什么呢？
We spoke of the very fundamental essence of the meaning of serving God.
当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们常常头一个总是想到说要为神做一些事情。
When we think of serving God, the first thought is that we need to do something for God.
但是从圣经我们看见侍奉神基本意思乃是叫我们终身能够在他面前。
But according to the Bible, to serve God, is basically to serve Him all of our lives before Him.
终身活在他面前。
All of our lives we shall live in His presence.
常常与主有一个生命的交通，生命的连结。
Constantly, we have this fellowship of life and union in, with Him.
因此我们是活在他面前，所以我们可以来活，来侍奉那永活的神。
And because we live in His presence, therefore we could serve this everlasting God.
而这个侍奉呢，是借着把我们自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
This service starts first presenting your body as a living sacrifice to Him.
比如说，将自己的身体当作活祭献上，这是一种侍奉。
Paul tells us that presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, this is a kind of service.
因为这种奉献呢，是说一生为着他而活。
Because this kind of dedicating of your life to Him means that you simply live all your life for Him.
所以一个真正要侍奉神的人，乃是从奉献开始。
Therefore, he who really wants to serve God has to start with consecration.
保罗说这是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的。
And Paul says this is holy, pleasing to God.
那么我们怎样来侍奉神呢？
Then how do we serve God?
圣经告诉我们说，我们必须在灵的里面来侍奉神。
The Bible also teaches that we have to serve Him in the Spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because God is Spirit.
所以人必须在灵里面才能侍奉这位灵。
Therefore, in Spirit, man can serve God.
灵的侍奉呢，是说到里面一个真实的一个情形。
This serving in the spirit simply means the true conditions of you inside of you.
因为里面做的才算。
Because what's done from your heart actually counts.
神来看我们里面灵里面真实的光景是怎样。
Because God really values the true inner conditions of each one of us.
所以灵里面侍奉呢是一个真正的一个侍奉。
Therefore, the service in the Spirit is a true service.
第二方面，怎样侍奉神呢？乃是用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
Now, secondly, how should we serve God as to serve Him in holiness and in righteousness?
因为神是圣洁公义的神。
Because our God is a holy, righteous God.
所以人要侍奉神说，侍奉神也必须有和神同样的性质。
So for us to serve God, we have to have the same characteristics as God.
就是说我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That's to say we simply have to put off the old man and put on the new man.
因为这个新人呢，是照着神的形象所造的。
Because this new man is created according to the image of God.
有真理的公义和圣洁。
In true holiness and righteousness.
就是当我们要侍奉神的时候，我们必须在这个新造的生命里面，这个新人里面来侍奉神。
Therefore, when we come to serve God, we have to serve Him in this new creation, in this new life.
也就是在基督的生命里面才能够来侍奉神。
In other words, we can only serve God in the life of Christ.
正如在旧约祭司们他们要侍奉神的时候，他们要尽祭司职任的时候。
Just as in Old Testament, as they were about to serve priesthood.
他们必须穿上那一件为荣耀、为华美的衣服，他们才能进到神面前来尽祭司的职任。
They had to put on this garment of glory and beauty, and then they could start serving God as priests.
他们才能够站在那里侍奉神。
There they could serve their God.
就新约今天的亮光来看见，原来那件新衣服，那件华美的衣服，就是主耶稣基督自己。
In the light of New Testament today, that garment of glory and beauty is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所以，一个真正侍奉神的人，他必须常常住在基督这个生命里面。
So a person who really wants to serve his God has to be the one who really lives in the life, abide in the life of Christ.
他才能够来侍奉神。
Only in such a way could he come to serve God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天侍奉，我们可以看见神的心意是非常高的。
So brothers and sisters, as today we consider the theme of servicing Him, this thought extremely lofty.
真的借他的话是叫我们知道如何才能够真正讨他欢喜的是一种侍奉。
And through God's word, He has shown us exactly what kind of service that's pleasing to Him.
那么今天我们说到侍奉的时候，我们到底在哪里侍奉神呢？
So today as we consider serving Him, where should we stand?
那个实行的路实际的侍奉到底应该是在哪里呢？
Where is the way of true servicing God?
往就是我们个人来说。
Now as to us individually,
还是在我们生活的为人当中，我们来侍奉神。
We serve God in the way we carry ourselves in our daily living.
而就团体的侍奉来说。
But in terms of a corporate serving,
人必须在教会侍奉里面，教会生活里面来侍奉神。
We serve God in the church life.
让我们看见当这种个人的时候，我们看见在生活里面，那才能够真正显出一个人是不是在真正的侍奉神。
Individually, we could see whether this person is truly serving God or not from the way he conducts himself.
我们从旧约许多列祖和许多圣徒的身上，可以看见他们是怎样在生活里面来侍奉神。
From all the saints and forefathers in Old Testament, we could see how they actually serve God.
在他们人生的正常生活里面，他们生活侍奉是一致的。
In their living, in their daily life, all their services are in sync.
那就是说他们侍奉和生活是分不开的。
That is, their serving, their living are inseparable.
这样侍奉才显出是一个真正侍奉神的人。
Only this kind of service could show that this is a person who truly serves.
创世纪讲到那个以诺。
In Old Testament, in Genesis, we read the person Enoch.
以诺与神同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
并且生儿养女。
And then he begot many children.
以诺是在怎样情形底下与神同行呢？
And what kind of condition that in our walk with his God?
乃是在生儿养女的当中，乃是在人生的正常日常生活当中来与神同行。
He walked with God simply in the normal, mundane condition of daily living.
与神同行就说到他整个属灵的生活。
Walking with God speaks of the entirety of his spiritual life.
而这个生活自然而然就包括侍奉神。
Of course, then his spiritual life includes serving his God.
我们知道生儿养女乃是讲到一个人正常的生活的光景。
We know bearing children is just a normal condition of human being.
不是在某一段的时间，不是在某一个特定的场所在那侍奉神。
It's not in any specific environment or specific time that you're serving your God.
不像以前中古时代的时候，那些有些要送神的时候，他们必须要被关到修道院里面，在那里侍奉神。
Nor is it like in a medieval time, for those people who really wanted to serve God, they had to be shut in a convent for many years.
好像他们在那里与这个世界与世人隔绝。
And there, they were totally separated from man, from the world.
他们在那里才能与神同行，在那里才能亲近神。
And there, they seemed to walk with their God, and they drew near to him.
我们说那一种是一个宗教的生活，不是一个侍奉神的生活。
And we know that's religious life. It's not a life of service.
真正一个侍奉神的人，乃是在他日常生活里面，在那活在神面前。
A person who truly serves God is a person simply living in the presence of God.
在他生活里面，他在那体贴神的心，与神同心。
In his daily living, he.Is remindful of God's heart, he simply walks with him.
与神同走一条道路。
He walks with his God in the same way.
与神同往一个方向而去。
He walks with his God in the same direction.
与神同一个目标往前走。
And he walks with God toward the same destination.
因为他侍奉就显在他的生活当中。
Therefore, his serving simply is made manifest in his daily living.
可以说他生活就是侍奉。
Or we could say his living is his service.
因为他整个生活是为了他。
Because the entirety of his living is simply for God.
他生活在日常生活里面，他所做的每件事情都不是为了自己，乃是为了神自己。
Every single thing he does in his daily living is not for himself, but for God.
这是以诺。
And this is Enoch.
我们看见信心的亚伯拉罕也是一样。
And now the Abraham, the father of faith.He's called the servant of God. He's the one who serves God.
但是圣经似乎好像没有记载他为神做什么圣工。
However, it seems that the Bible does not record any holy work that he has done for his God.
若是有的话，我们看见他在那做一个代祷者。
If there is any, we could see that he is intercessory prayer person.
我们祷告也是一个非常重要一个侍奉。
We know that praying is a very important servicing also.
当神要毁灭所多玛、恶摩拉的时候
，When God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
亚伯兰在那里为这两个城在那里祷告。
There, Abraham prayed for these two cities.
亚伯兰在那里说：“若是那城里面有五十个义人，难道你要把他们一同毁灭吗
？”And Abraham said, "Should there be 50 righteous men, would you destroy that city?"
神若说：“若在那城里面有五十个义人，我就饶恕这个城。
”And God said, "If there are 50 righteous people in this city, I will relent."
亚伯兰继续说：“若是那个城里面只有45个义人呢？”
And Abraham continued to say, "How about 45 righteous people in that city?"
45个义人的话。神也不毁灭那两个城。
And God said, if there were 45 righteous people in that city, I would not destroy the city.
亚伯兰继续祷告，到最后说，若是那个城只有十个义人呢？难道你也要和他们一同毁灭掉吗
？And Abraham continued to pray for the city that if there is only 5 people there, would you still destroy the city?
因为亚伯兰实在知道神的性情。实在是一个圣洁公义的神。
Because God knew, Abraham knew the attribute of his God, a God of righteousness and holiness.
若是那个城里面即使到有只剩下一个义人的话，神也不会将他和恶人一同毁灭掉。
Abraham knew this well. If only there's just one righteous person in that city, God would not destroy the city all together with that one righteous person and the rest of the wicked man. And there Abraham prayed for the household of Abimelech, the whole family that was barren.
为他们身上的难处，为他们的需要来祷告。
He prayed for their problems and for their bodily weaknesses.
但是亚伯兰真正的侍奉生活，还不是显在他为他们这些人的祷告。
However, Abraham's service in God is not shown in all this intercessory prayer.
亚伯兰真正侍奉生活呢，是显在他整个生活的情形所表明出来那个特性是什么。
His service of life is actually being shown in the very characteristics of his living.
我想在亚伯兰身上有一个两个极显明的特点，就是不管他走到哪里。
There are two very conspicuous characteristics in Abraham's life. That is, wherever he goes,
他就在那里支搭帐篷。
There he pitches a tent.
这是说到亚伯兰对这个世界的一个态度。
That tells us Abraham's attitude toward this world.
他在地上不过是一个聚居，是一个客旅的人。
In this world, he is simply a pilgrim, a stranger, a sojourner.
他不扎根在这个世界上。
He would not take any of his roots in this world.
他心是向往那更美的家乡。
His heart is simply toward that more excellent homeland.
他还是仰望那座有根基的城。
He is looking onto the city with a foundation.
这是个侍奉神在他身上所该显出来一种特性。
This should be the kind of characteristic shown forth in the person who serves God.
因为他已经从世界里面被分别出来，他知道他不是出于这个世界。
Because he has already been set apart from the world, he does not belong to it.
所以在他生活上，他就表明他不过是一个聚居，是个客旅。
Therefore, in his life, he made it manifest that he is simply a sojourner, a stranger.
他眼目不是注意地上的短暂的事物。
He does not focus his eyes on the transient things on earth.
他心中所盼望的是永远的，那将来的。
The hope in his heart is towards the one that lasts forever, the thing to come.
那能够存到永远那个基业。
The very inheritance that would endure forever.
并且亚伯兰不管他走到哪里，他在那里也为神筑一个坛。
And also wherever Abraham goes, there he will build an altar for his God.
筑坛呢，是说到他向着神的态度。
Building an altar speaks of his attitude toward God.
借着筑坛，表明他亲近神的生活，奉献的一种生活。
Through this building of an altar, speaks he showed us that the attitude, this dedication of his life to his God.
所以我们看见亚伯兰他在生活上，他不是在那做许多的所谓侍奉。
Therefore, in the life of Abraham, we do not see many works that Abraham had committed.
他乃是借着他生活表明他是一个属神的人。
But through his living, he simply shows that he is a man of God.
他是一个侍奉神的人。
He is a man who serves God.
所以我们看见侍奉神乃是在生活上，在正常人生里面来显出他实在是。
Therefore, serving God is simply being made manifest in the daily living, showing that you are a treasure possession of God. He does not live for himself, he lives for his God. And I believe this is a person who truly serves. As we read the book of Daniel, we see the same thing in Daniel and three of his friends.
当巴比伦把犹大国灭亡以后,
when the kingdom of Babylon destroyed Israel,
把以色列百姓有些掳到巴比伦去,
and some of the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon,
但以理和他三个朋友也是在被掳当中,
therefore Daniel and three of his friends were also among the captives.
那时候他们还是一个少年人,
and at that time they were still young men.
但是借着他们生活，连那外邦的王都说他们是至高神的仆人，他们是永生神的仆人。
Through their daily living, even the pagan king would say they are the servants of the Most High God, Everlasting God.
我们知道他们在王宫里面在那服侍外邦王。
We know that they serve the pagan king in a palace.
他们在被掳的光景当中，也没有圣殿，也没有许多宗教礼仪，他们可以靠着来侍奉神。
In the midst of this captivity, There were no temples, there were no religious rituals by which they could serve.
那为什么连外邦人说他们是侍奉神的人呢?
But why is it even the Gentiles would say that these are the people who serve God?
他们怎样显出他们是一般侍奉神的人?
How did they show themselves as people who serve God?
那是从他们在那里侍奉服侍王的时候显出他们身上有一种特点。
It is through, at the time of serving this pagan king, people could see this characteristic so unique in them.
他们和世界是不一样的。
They were so different from the world.
所以当他们在被掳到巴比伦的时候
So as they were captured to Babylon,
尼布甲尼撒王要从以色列这些宗族当中选出一些少年人
And King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to choose some young men among all these captives.
要让他们在那里好好学那个加勒底的文字和语言
So that they shall learn the Chaldeans' language, their literature.
也把王所要吃的食物饮的酒呢，给他们有一份。
They were given a portion of the kingly delicacy every day.
然后在那里好好的训练他们，养他们，让他们长得非常俊美、肥胖，然后常带到王的面前来服侍那个外邦王。
So they should be well fed, well trained, so they would become handsome, fat, and then be brought before the king.
但是丹以理和他三个朋友，他们态度是怎样呢？
But what is the attitude of Daniel and three of his friends?
他们立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒来玷污他们自己。
They resolve in their mind they should not be defiled by the king's food and king's wine.
他们求那个太监长说不要给我们这些食物。
So they asked the master eunuch, saying, do not give us this food.
只要给我们蔬菜白水喝就可以。
Just give us vegetables and water, that will be it.
但是太监长担心说，若是你这样子的话，那你们长得比那些头碎少年人更瘦弱的话，那我的头就保不住了。
And the eunuch said that if among all of your contemporaries, you look skinnier, smaller, then my head would not be safe anymore.
但你说那给我们试个十天看看。
And Daniel said, well, just give us a trial period.
说在十天当中他们不过是吃蔬菜白水。
Therefore, during these short period of time, they simply ate vegetables and they drank water.
结果经过十天以后他们长得比那些用王膳那些少年长得更俊美更肥胖。
But after these 10 days of trial period, Daniel and three of his friends appeared even more handsome, all in a better physical condition than their contemporaries.
他们知道他们长得好不是靠这些物质美食。
And they knew that the reason they were so well built is not because of the material food and drink.
他们相信神可以保守他们。
They believe that their God could save and keep them.
他们在那里和这些少年有一个分别。
Therefore, right there, they were separated from the rest of the young men.
所以等到他们长大以后，他们在王宫侍奉的时候。
So as they grew up, as they served in the palace.
他们在那边忠心侍奉这个巴比伦王。
And there faithfully they served this Babylonian king.
他们虽然在那里受加勒底文化的一个熏陶。
Although they were immersed being well trained in the Chaldean culture.
他们在那受外邦文化的一个教育。
They were indoctrinated by the pagan doctrine, the education.
为了能够好好侍奉这个外邦王。
Simply because they wanted to serve this pagan king well.
但是他们却不受外邦文化的影响。
However, they were never affected by this pagan hidden culture.
因为他们是一直活在神面前的一般人。
Because they were people who continued to live in the presence of God.
所以有一次巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王另一个惊吓。
So at one time, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, set up an image of gold.
在那下命令说，凡不向这个金像腐败的人，就要被丢到那个火烈火的窑中。
He issued a decree: whoever does not worship, fall down before this image, will be thrown into the furnace of a blazing fire.
但是丹以理这个三个朋友呢
What about Daniel and the three of his friends?
他们不跪拜这个偶像，这个金像。
They refused to kneel down to worship this golden image.
所以引起这个王非常大的愤怒。
Therefore, this provoked this king to great wrath.
就把他们丢在那个火的窑中。
He cast them into this furnace of a blazing fire.
那这三个朋友怎么对那个巴比伦王说呢？
How did the three friends of Daniel say to Babylonian king?
当王来问他们说，你们是这样行是故意的吗？
When the king asked them, did you do this on purpose?
他们回答说，我们不需要回答你。
And they replied, we do not have to answer you concerning this.
我们所侍奉的神能将我们从那烈火的窑中救出来。
The God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this furnace of blazing fire.
他们在那里宣告说，他们是侍奉神的一般人。
They declare they are people who serve God.
他们怎么侍奉神呢？
How do they serve their God?
他们是在一个被掳的光景当中，外面他们在侍奉那个巴比伦王。
In the midst of their captivity, they served this pagan Babylonian king.
但是他们知道，借着这个侍奉来是看见他们是一般侍奉神的人。
But through this exterior of servicing, they do know that they are people who serve their true God.
所以当这个王把他们丢在那个火窑当中的时候呢？
So as the king of Babylon threw them into the midst of the furnace of this blazing fire,
王看见在窑中有居然有四个人出现。
King saw four people in the midst of this furnace.
因为在那里第四个人好像那个神子。
There the fourth people seemed to have the appearance of the son of God.
那是因为神与他们同在。
It is because God was with them.
所以当王看见这样光景的时候，就说你们是至高神的仆人。
So after the king saw this, they said, are you the servants of the Most High King?
就把他们从窑中火窑当中释放出来。
And the king said, did they? Yes. And then the king delivered them out of this furnace of the blazing fire.
也在称颂这至高的神。
And because of this, even the pagans praises this king, our God.
因为他知道说是神差遣使者来救护他的仆人。
Because they knew that it is God who sent his angel to deliver his servants.
在丹尼尔身上也是一样。
And we could see the same thing in Daniel.
因为他是忠心在服侍这个王。
Because so faithfully he served this king.
所以在王的周围有一些那些大臣呢就嫉妒。
So there are many high officials around the king were so jealous.
要找他的错误，找他的麻烦。
They tried to find fault with Daniel.
但是神告诉我们说，因着丹尼尔他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
The Bible says that because Daniel faithfully administers all the affairs of God, never made any mistake.
所以我们看见丹尼尔虽然在那里侍奉这个外邦王，但是他忠心的。
So here we see that even Daniel was serving this pagan king, but there he faithfully served this king without any fault. Therefore, this caused all the jealousy from the officials around the king. So they tried to find a certain occasion so they could harm Daniel.
他们求王立一条命令。
They asked the king to send out a decree.
说在30天之内呢，所有的人除了向王求以外，不可向人、向神来祈求什么。
During the period of 30 days, everybody can only pray to the king, not anybody else.
但是丹尼尔听见这个命令以后呢？
Daniel, after he heard of this decree,
他仍然是一日三次跪着打开窗户跪着向耶路撒冷在那向神祈求。
Still prayed three times a day toward the open window, and prayed to his God.
他在神面前向神祷告，向神感谢，和素常一样。
He was just like his usual manner. He simply prayed. He praised his God.
和素常一样。
as he used to do.
表明说他每天的生活里面，他就是在那里仰望神、等候神、亲近神。
This tells us that in his daily living there, he simply looked unto his God. He's drawing near to him.
He is
the very one who lived in the presence of his God. Now, because he disobeyed the king's command, he was thrown into a lion's den.
但是我们圣经告诉我们说,
and even there, the Bible tells us that the lion's mouth was shut.
所以王看见居然他没有被狮子吃掉。
And the king, upon seeing that Daniel wasn't devoured by lions,
他就对丹尼说，你是永生神的仆人。
Said to Daniel, you are the servant of the living God.
丹尼啊，是你所常侍奉的神，叫你脱离狮子的口。
Daniel, it is the God whom you serve daily has delivered you out of the mouth of lions.
你所常侍奉的神。
The God that you serve daily.
到底圣经在那记载，但你也是在常常侍奉神呢？
The Bible teaches that the Daniel that serves his God daily and customarily.
圣经没有记载他在外面好像有许多侍奉神的动作。
Although the Bible does not record all the exterior acts or actions that Daniel had performed, but it is through the living of Daniel that he tells us that he is the man who truly serves God. Not only was he faithful to kings, but even more so, he was faithful to God himself. And it is so clear as we come to New Testament. Colossians chapter 3, the verses we just read.
他说你们做仆人,
that you, bondservants, should obey your masters in your flesh in all things.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。
Do not be man pleasers and to serve your masters only in his presence.
总要存心诚实敬畏。
But in the sincerity of heart, fear God.
无论做什么都是从心里做的，像是给主做的。
Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord.
不是给人做的。
Not as to man.
因为你们知道从主那里必得到基业为赏赐。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance.
你们所侍奉乃是主基督。
For you serve the Lord Christ.
但你知道他在那侍奉这外邦王的时候，他是从心里来做的。
Therefore Daniel knew as he served this pagan king, he did it from the from his heart.
外面好像他是在侍奉那个外邦的王。
Outwardly, as though he was serving this pagan king.
但是但你知道他是给主做的。
However, Daniel understood that he did all of this for God.
神把他摆在一个被掳的一个环境当中。
God had placed him in this environment of captivity.
这个外邦王可以说是他仇敌。
And this pagan king should become his adversary.
就是因为这个王才叫这个国家灭亡，叫他家破人亡。
It is because this king that his country was destroyed, that all his people were scattered.
我想在这样的处境当中，你要叫他如是这样亡，我想是很不容易的。
So in this kind of circumstance for Daniel to serve this pagan king, I suppose it is extremely difficult.
人里面常常是一定带来一个仇恨。
Within his heart, he should have this hostility.
但是丹尼他知道,
but Daniel understood this.
这个肉身的主人在他面前,
this master in the flesh before him,
他在服侍他的时候,
as he served him, he did not see him as a master simply in the flesh.
他还是存着诚实敬畏的主的心再来服侍这个主人。
But he served his master in the sincerity of heart, fearing God.
并且是忠心的把主人所交托给他的事情做了好。
And faithfully he did everything well, all that his master commanded him.
以致人要找他错的时候找不到。
To the point even his enemies trying to find fault with him,
they failed. 他是从心里在做，好像在服侍主一样。
Because Daniel did everything from his heart so heartily as unto God.
他在那个 生活侍奉这个若圣主的时候，他显出他里面那个神百姓那种特性特质出来。
So in his daily living, serving his master in the flesh on earth, he just showed forth all the characteristics of a servant of God.
忠于主人所托付给他的工作。
He was faithful to the work commanded to him.
因为他本来不是单单服侍这个若圣的主人，他知道他还是在服侍。
There he knew that he wasn't serving a master in the flesh, he simply, instead he was serving his God.
所以保罗他说，无论做什么都要从心里做的，好像给主做的。
Therefore Paul says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天每一个人在生活里面都有各种不同的主人。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, each one of us has a different master.
我们都要面对许多不同的人。
We face different people.
我们在做每一件事情的时候，都是就是像丹以理一样从心里做的。
But if we are able to do everything just as Daniel did, heartily as unto the Lord.
不是要讨人欢喜。
Not as man pleaser.
而是要讨神的欢喜。
But to please God.
因为在那里，借这个外面好像在服侍在地上一些事物，但是他知道乃是要服侍神。
Because Daniel understood that through the outward work, as though servicing people, Daniel knew that it's actually serving God.
借着生活里面各种事情显明他实在是一个属神的人。
So through different matters in his life, he simply showed that he was a man of God.
他和世界上的人是不一样的。
He was different from the rest of the world.
他存一个敬畏的心来侍奉若圣的主人。
Having this heart of fearing God to serve his masters in the flesh.
当人这样侍奉的时候，主说，圣经告诉我们说呢，就是侍奉主基督自己。
When a person serves in this manner, the Bible teaches that he is served the Lord Christ.
这样侍奉要从主来得赏赐。
And this kind of service will receive the reward of inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们需要头一个先回到我们日常生活里面。
So brothers and sisters, whenever we speak of servicing, we always have to come back to our daily living
first. 从生活里面看见我们这个人是不是常常活在神面前。
From our life, we could gauge that whether we live in the presence of God.
我们是不是像那个被献上的活祭。
Whether we're like the living sacrifices,
一直活在神的跟前，
constantly living in the presence of God.
每一件事情，我们的焦点都是在神的身上。
The very focus of everything we do should be on God.
虽然所做的工作好像是与这个世界有关系的。
Even though we do the work that seems to be related to the world,
我们好像我们所接触的人也是属于世界的。
Even though the people we come into contact are worldly,
但是主耶稣说，我们虽然在世界，却不是属于这个世界。
But the Lord Jesus says that we are in the world, but we're not of the world.
这是一个真正侍奉神在地上所要显明出来一种见证。
This is the true testimony of a person who serves God in this world.
所以连那个外邦王从他们身上都能看见你们是侍奉神的人。
So even with this pagan king, that he's able to see that you are the man who serves your God.
所以神保守里面，保护了你们。
And also God has protected you.
所以我想这个头一个让我们看见侍奉乃是显在我们日常的生活当中。
So the first thing we understand that, is that our servicing should be manifested in our daily living. And this is the most fundamental.
只有人先活在神面前，等到他进到团体的侍奉里面的时候。
Only when a person first lives in the presence of God, and then when he enters into a corporate church,
才有一个真实的侍奉。
Could he possibly have this true service?
所以第二方面我们看见不仅有个人的，更是有团体的。
So here, secondly, we see not only we serve God individually, but also we serve God corporately.
就是在教会当中的侍奉。
That is the service in the midst of church.
我想这样侍奉是更重要的。
And I believe this kind of service is even more important.
在个人生活里面侍奉神所显出来神百姓那种特性特质。
Now, among your personal servicing God, all the characteristics you have shown in your daily living,
那是一个很基本的。
This is something so fundamental.
但是人还必须要看见，我们还需要一个团体的侍奉。
But still, people need to see, and we need to hold out this corporate testimony.
为什么这个侍奉是更重要的呢？
Why is this testimony more crucial?
因为教会啊，是神永远旨意的所在。
Because the church is the everlasting purposes of God. In Old Testament, we see all the priests serve God in the temple. The place where God has set his name upon. And in New Testament, we know this speaks of the church. Church is the house of God where God has placed his name on. So church service should be the place where God can manifest his eternal purpose. Although it is so pivotal as to our daily personal service,
只有团结的侍奉才能把神永远心意把它表明出来。
But it is through the corporate service that we could make manifest, make known of God's eternal purpose.
借着蒙恩的人一同聚在一起，一同配搭服事，把神的自己把它表明出来。
Through all the coordination working together of those who have been saved by God's grace, we could actually manifest God himself.
多方面一再提到了侍奉。
And this is the kind of service that God, the Bible has mentioned time again in many places in the Bible.
因为个人在日常生活里面的侍奉不能够把神的心意能够完全清楚地表明出来。
Because the daily personal service in God cannot fully express our God.
只有借团体教会的侍奉才能把神自己那永远心意所要达到的目的把它
Only through the corporate church service as in entirety that we could make known the purpose of God. So people would understand what exactly God's purpose is. And people would understand what is the work that God wants to perform on earth. But when we enter the church service, we often think, we have to do something. So we could build up together the church, the house of God.
但是当我们信主年日稍微多一点以后呢，我们看发觉，原来当我们在那侍奉的时候。
But if you have been in the Lord longer, then you realize as you come to serve God.
我们才知道神的工作不是这些外面的事物。
We comprehend the fact that all of God's work is really not about all the exterior work. There is only one work that God wants to do. That's what's spelled out in Hebrews 11. That is the city with the foundation whose builder and architect is God.
到启示录21章，启示到 快要末了的时候,
when we come to the end of Revelation to chapter 21,
使徒约翰在那所看见那个心腹羔羊的妻,
Apostle John saw this wife of the Lamb, the bride.
当天使使给那个使徒约翰看的时候,
when the angel pointed the bride, the wife of the Lamb, to Apostle John.
从神那里从天上降下来是那一座新耶路撒冷。Behold,
John saw New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
原来这个心腹羔羊的妻就是那一座城。And
that city is the wife of the Lamb.
这是神
And this is the God's sole work.
So 到那天的时候，我们看见神的工作完成的时候，就从天上降下来。
On that day, when God's work has completed, we will see the city coming down out of heaven.
所以当我们一同进到教服事里面，我们就看见了。
Now, as we enter into the church service,
神的工作是什么？
We could see what is God's work. What is the task that God wants to accomplish in his eternity? That is the city of New Jerusalem. The bride, the wife of the Lamb. And that is the church. And that is all of us who have received his grace. So as we come to serve, it is not that we're doing so many work for him. But it is through serving him that God will work in us. It is God who is doing this task of building us.
所以今天我们就看见原来服事的意义在这里。
So here we understand the meaning of servicing
God. It's
simply to commit ourselves
willingly to hand God.
Together we are mindful of God's eternal
purpose.
And together we're willing to place ourselves in the midst of the church.
借着配搭服事叫神永远旨意最终能够成全在我们身上
through coordination through collaboration that God's eternal purpose will be fulfilled in us
所以使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们
therefore Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2
我们是神家里面的人
tells us that we are the members of God's
household 我们是从被建造在使徒先知的根基上
we're being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets
作为房角石
and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone
然后他说各房靠他联络的合适
and in whom the whole building is fitted together
这里就讲到彼此配搭服事的问题
here he speaks of a coordination collaboration of
当我们在彼此配搭服事的时候
when we work together with one another
他说就渐渐成为主的圣殿
and gradually the whole body grows into the holy temple in the Lord.
里面我们看见我们是主的圣殿。
On the one hand, we see that we're the holy temple in the Lord.
圣灵住在我们里面，我们已经成为一个圣殿。
And the Holy Spirit indwells us, so we have become the Holy Spirit, holy temple.
但是，以弗所书却告诉我们说，这个圣殿还继续在建造的过程当中。
But still, in Ephesians, we see that the whole temple is in the process of being built up.
这就是今天神在地上的工作。
And this is the work of God on earth today.
所以当人进到服事里面，看见神的心意，原来是这样子。
So as we enter into servicing, then we realize this is God's purpose.
当我们在教会站在一同服事的时候，我们就知道存着什么样态度来一起来服事。
So as we work together, serve together among churches, we should have,know what kind of attitude we should have.
不是单单把外面的事情做好就够了。
It's not simply doing all the our work and that's enough.
是不是让整个工作能够成全在我们的身上？
We need to allow God to work His work in us to complete it.
这就是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose of God's salvation.
这就是神永远的心意。
And this is God's eternal purpose.
所以我们看见到启示末了时候，那一座新耶路撒冷从天降临的时候。
So,At the end of the Revelation, as we see the city of New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven,
在那所显出来是那荣耀、那个美丽、那个伟大、高大一座墙。
There we see the great wall of beauty, glory, and majesty.
那一座非常尊贵的一座墙。
Such a noble wall.
当那天我们看见神旨意就成全了。
And on that day, we see God's will is.Accomplished.
所以弟兄姊妹说，神若是怜悯我们，让我们看见神的心意，原来是要做成这件工作。
So if God has mercy on us, we will understand this is the very task that God wants to accomplish.
我们就愿意把我们自己交托在神的手上。
And we're willing to commit ourselves to His hand.
因为到那一座城显出来的时候。
On that day, when that city is made manifest,
就是基督在那就荣耀彰显显出来。
On that day, when the glory of Jesus Christ is fully expressed.
所以启示录告诉我们说，当那一座美丽荣耀城、尊贵城显明出来的时候。
So as Revelation tells us that, when the beautiful, glorious, magnificent city is being shown,
他说人必将列国荣耀尊贵归于那城。
People will bring in the glory of all the nations and peoples.
当我们读到这句话的时候，我们会觉得有点困惑。
As we read this verse, we seem to be confused.
列国人怎么把荣耀尊贵归给那个城呢？
How do nations and peoples would ascribe all the glory to the city?
怎么可能把荣耀尊贵归给那个教会呢？
How could they ascribe the honor and glory to the church?
只有神，只有基督才配得尊贵荣耀。
Only God, only Christ is worthy of this glory and honor.
但是圣经却说要把尊贵荣耀归给那一座城。
However, the Bible teaches that ascribe this honor and glory to that city.
原来到那一天的时候，这一座城和基督好像是一致的。
Because on that day, that city and Christ seemed to be in union.
显出来那个荣耀的城，荣耀的教会。
So that glorious city, the glorious church.
显出来就是基督的自己。
It's manifested and it is Christ Himself being shown.
所以荣耀尊贵归给那个城，也就归给基督自己。
Therefore, when they ascribe all the honor and glory to the city, they actually ascribe the glory to Christ.
我们感谢神，这是教会荣耀的一个命运。
We thank God that this is God's glorious command.
神在我们身上所定的旨意就是这么荣耀，那么崇高的一个心意。
And the will that God has appointed to us is.So grand, so glorious.
这是我们在地上的一个荣耀盼望。
And this is also the glorious hope for us on earth.
虽然今天我们看见地上的教会所显出来，实在是许多残缺，许多不美丽的地方。
Although we do see the church on earth today is so incomplete, so infamous in many ways.
但是从神的话里面却让我们看见将来所显出来是完全不一样的情况。
But according to God's word, the conditions of the church to come is so totally different.
因为神必要做成他自己的工作。
Because God will accomplish his own work.
神要在我们这些蒙恩的人身上要做成这件事情。
And God will accomplish his work among us who have received his grace.
当我们有这样看见认识的时候，
when we have this kind of insight, when we have this kind of understanding,
当我们在教会做任何事物的时候，
then when we come to do anything in the church,
不管你在那边教主学或是你讲道，
be it teaching Sunday school or preaching,
或是做你在做整洁的工作
or doing cleaning service,
就有了意义了
and there is a meaning to it,
就有了价值了
and there is value to it.
虽然在外面看好像那些事情算不了什么
although outwardly looking, this is nothing.
我上次提到说，若是我们没有看见神的心意是什么，我们这个扫扫地对神有什么益处，有什么意义呢？
Last time I mentioned that if you do not see the purpose of God, what's the meaning of your sweeping the floor in the church?
但是现在我们看见神原来在身上有这样荣耀旨意的时候，
But as we do see that this glorious will of God in us,
我们在做整洁的工作的时候，我们就知道是有非常大的意义的。
As we do this menial cleaning service, we do know that it has a great value.A great meaning to it.
因为神要借着这许多外面好像不起眼的服饰，神要做工在我们身上。
Because through these outward inconspicuous little things, God wants to work in us.
当一个人在那边做这些服饰的时候，他里面是存一个敬畏、感恩的心来服饰的时候。
When a person does things like this, he does it with the gratitude, with the fear of God.
神在他身上就是做一个改变的工作。
And God is doing His transformation work in him.
神在他身上就有了成全。
And God is edifying this person.
因为知道借这些服事，有一天神要把我们带到那荣耀的光景里面。
Because through all these services, God one day will lead us into the state of glory.
用什么？这是我们蒙恩的一个荣耀的一个命令。
Brothers and sisters, this is of the glorious faith for all of us who have been saved by His grace.
这个就是保罗在罗马书第八章所告诉我们的。
This is what Paul teaches, admonishes in Romans 8.
在那里，保罗告诉我们说，神有一个旨意。
There, Paul teaches that there God has a purpose.
那个旨意是什么呢？
What is that purpose?
有些读圣经告诉我们说，那个旨意是一个单数的旨意。
Now, some students of the Bible.Tell us that purpose is singular.
就说神只有个旨意。
And it tells us that God only has one purpose.
就是把我们这些人招来，不仅叫我们称义。
That is, all of us who are called not only have us justified.
最终要把我们带到荣耀的一面。
But in the end, ultimately, we will brought into glory.
所以现在在地上，神在我们身上有一些工作。
Therefore, on earth today, God does have certain tasks to be performed.
他借着万事互相效力，要把我们这个人磨成他儿子的模样。
So all things work together for us.To conform us into the image of the Son of God.
当教会被完成磨成儿子的形象的时候，那就是将来荣耀神旨意的成全。
When the church is conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, and that's the day when God's glorious purpose is fulfilled, that His glorious church appears.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要看见神永远旨意是什么。
So brothers and sisters, let's all see what God's eternal purpose is.
神永远旨意就是要把我们这些蒙恩的人带到个地步，和他儿子完全是一样的。
That is, He wants to lead us, all of us who have been saved by His grace.Into a certain state that we will be conformed to the image of His Son. God has called us to serve Him.
但是神叫我们来服侍的时候，不是停留在这外面许多事物而已。
But when God wants us to serve Him, it's not simply on these external, outward tasks.
乃是借着许多事物要把要改变我们这个人。
But through a various work, God wants to transform us.
在我们身上做更新变化的工作。
He wants to do this renewing work in us.
叫我们一同在教会里面借着配搭，能够叫这个身体，叫这个慢慢能够长大成人。
So in the church, through coordination, collaboration among all the members, that all the whole church will grow up as a perfect man.
叫这个圣殿能渐渐成为主的圣殿。
So that a holy temple will grow into the temple of God.
好，叫这个圣殿最终建造成的时候，那个圣灵能够居住在那里。
And in the end, when the temple is fully completed, the Holy Spirit could dwell in it.
那就说圣灵完全安息地住在那里。
That's the place where the Holy Spirit can rest.Full assuredly.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神今天在地上唯一的工作。
Brother and sister, this is the only work of God as He performed.
为了这个原因，为了这个神永远旨意所要做成的，他才来呼召我们。
And this is the very reason that God has called us for this purpose.
他才要来叫我们来服侍他。
And then He calls us to serve Him.
叫我们借着服侍，叫神的心意最终能够成全在我们的身上。
So through servicing Him, God, that His eternal purpose in the end would be accomplished in us.
当我们对神的心意有这样认识的时候，
When we come to understand God's purpose in such a way,
自然而然我们在教会团体的服事里面，
It will be very readily that as to the corporate service,
我们服事态度心情就不一样了。
Our attitude, our sentiment will be different.
我们就明白神原来不是只是叫我们做一些外面的事情而已。
Because we understand God does not call us to do external work only.
原来是要在我们身上做成他自己的工作。
But instead, God wants to complete His own work in us.
当人有这样认识的时候，他服侍的时候，他就那些许多不平、不满、许多怨言就会慢慢减少了。
When men have this kind of understanding instead, all the vexation, feeling of unfairness will gradually subside.
因为他知道神在他身上有一个极高的一个旨意。
Because he understands that God has this grand purpose in him.
因为他愿意学习把他自己谦卑的交在主的手中。
Therefore, he's willing to learn to, commit himself to God very humbly.
和众肢体一同在那学习生命的功课。
With all the members of the body together, we come to learn this lesson of life.
在那学习十字架功课。
Here, we learn the lesson of the cross.
好像神的旨意最终真是能成全在我们身上。
So that in the end, God's purpose will be accomplished in us.
好像那天那座美丽的圣城降临的时候，我们都在其中。
So that on that very day when the beautiful holy city comes down,All of us will be in the midst of it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天服事的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the true meaning of our service.
为了神的荣耀的旨意，我们是要感谢他。
Therefore, for His glorious purpose, we really have to thank Him.
我们这些原来是出于泥土的一般人。
All of us who have come out of dust.
原来是受咒诅的族类。
All of us who are the breed of condemnation.
神把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Now God has saved us.From sin.
并且在我们身上有这样一个高的一个旨意。
And He has placed such a grand purpose in us.
让我们知道在地上如何生活来见证他荣耀。
So that we would know how to conduct ourselves on earth to testify to His glory.
所以我们必须在日常生活里面来表明我们是一般属神的人。
Let us all show through our daily living that we are men of God.
借着我们做任何事情，我们都从内心来做。
Through anything that we do, do it heartily.
我们不是眼前做给人家看的。
Not as man pleasers.
因为是从内心里面做起的。
Not as to serve others, but to do it from your heart.
这才是一个真正的侍奉。
This is a true service.
因为这是从灵里面发出来的。
Because this is the service that comes out of your spirit.
我们感谢神，求神是恩待我们。
We really thank God and we ask Him to command His mercy among us.
让我们看见神这样的心意。
So that we could see His purpose.
我们愿意体贴他的心意。
And we will be willing to be mindful of His will.
好像在地上不仅在个人日常生活里面侍奉神。
So that on earth not only would we serve Him in our personal daily living.
我们更愿意和众肢体一同在教会里面一同侍奉神。
But even more willingly, we want to serve our God along with all the members of the body of Christ.
因为只有在教会侍奉里面，我们才能完全的把清楚的把神永远旨意。
Because Because only in the church we can fully, completely manifest the purpose of God to the point that people could truly know our God. May the Lord be gracious to us all. Brother, would you please conclude the sharing with a prayer?
Let's bow
our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
真是让我们